House Bill 1025, an act to update certain provisions pertaining to motor carrier safety and transportation of hazardous material.
House Bill 1025 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, I think pretty much every year we update our South Dakota statutes to come into line with the federal motor carrier safety regulations. We've done that, and in addition this year in this bill, we've added Part 107, subparts F and G, which are subparts that address hazardous material transportation and the associated registration that's required. Subpart F specifically addresses registration of cargo tank motor vehicles and those people manufacturing and repairing cargo tanks and cargo tank motor vehicles. Subpart G addresses the registration of those carriers that transport hazardous materials. So we're dealing with hazardous materials, the infrastructure, the units, and the paperwork that needs to be done, bringing it into line with federal regulations, which is something we probably should have done a long time ago. I think now we've noticed it because of September 11th. We were a lot more concerned about hazardous materials than we used to be. I ask for your support in passing out this bill.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1025. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Boag?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Kelmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
House Bill 1025 has received a majority vote of the members elected and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.